Well, I was sort of waiting for Venezuela to offer to go to Iowa to help straighten out the vote count. But really, it was such a mess, and not the first time. You can give Iowa sort of an inverse opposite of credit. 2016 was ludicrous to claim that Hillary Clinton won that. It was, at best for her, a tie. It was determined by, I think, some coin flips. And then this time, it was a catastrophe. It was ridiculous. That whole thing should have been thrown out in Iowa. And as you pointed out, Buttigieg just seized the initiative primetime night to claim to be a victor. And I think it goes to the underlying opportunism of so much of what's going on. I mean, election integrity, and you've covered it just extensively, we need such a great attention to all facets. It's the death of a thousand cuts for democracy in the way all this functions, and it's one of the reasons why I think it's been so useful to the establishment to point fingers at Russia. You know, every major problem and minor problem we have with voter suppression in the United States has zero to do with Russia. This is homegrown attacks on democracy that have damaged what democracy we have had. And looking ahead, I think that we've got to challenge this Russiagate mantra that the threats to our democracy are coming from some far-off species that speaks a really different language. This problem is homegrown, and it has to be solved by people here.